Hey, I'm Jack.
And I'm Chad. And if you're listening to this podcast, you may be wondering, where can I get my hands on the rulebook to this amazing game they're playing?
Well, you're in luck, because Legends, the superhero role-playing game, is now available for purchase on Amazon, at Barnes & Noble, Chapters Indigo, select comic and game stores, and even off our website, www.matchplaygames.ca.
So if you've ever dreamt of battling injustice, pick up a copy of Legends, the superhero role-playing game. The world can always use another superhero. Previously on Legends, a superhero story.
JT Lancer has just informed you that the group to look like was responsible for the attack at Mercury Labs and Benning Biotech was Tomorrow's Children. The last known area for their base was in the Green Belt.
If we're looking for people that are kind of averse to technology and we're in this beautiful place, let's see if there's any good places for hiking.
Eventually, it goes from paved to gravel and it kind of comes to a dead end. There's a bar across it with a road closed sign on it.
I'm going under.
Hey, you're not supposed to be in here.
And he takes off.
I'd say we chase him.
There is a bit of a clearing. In the center of the clearing, almost looks like a sinkhole.
Let's go to the opening.
I will go up with him.
I'm going to hold back.
Yeah.
As the two of you are walking towards the hole in the ground, you notice that it looks like there are tire tracks that go down. The same time you notice that, and as the two of you are standing back, about 100 people come rushing in. You each take 20 points of damage.
Whoa.
From the beating that they are laying on you. 32 damage.
I'm dead.
Oh, it's four.
That's the same math that I did.
As well.
Yeah.
Thou lumpish, motley-minded flap dragon!
How many hit points do you have left?
Five.
How many hit points do you have left, Caesar?
I've got 2 points.
Everything goes black.
Done. Done. Duh.
You know, maybe if I'd taken a recovery, I might have been able to kick their ass, Coach, or Chad.
Well, there was the other.
We should have listened to Coach. We should have just worked out.
Yeah.
This is true. Well.
All right. We're recording.
We sure
are. Welcome back, everybody.
Hello.
How's everybody's time between recording episodes?
Oh, good.
Restful, much as I wish it was for my character.
Yes.
Well, your character's having a good rest right
real
now.
Real good rest, yeah.
Yeah, real good rest.
Having a nice sleep.
So yeah, we are back. Season 2, episode 8. I forgot to mention the title of this arc.
Yes. What is the title of this arc?
The title for this arc is Time to Play.
Oh.
Ooh, very cute.
Well, that would have been helpful to try and figure out. Maybe it would have helped us in the last episode.
Like, and did you guys, you knew the title of the first arc, right? The Origins arc?
I thought
arc?
It was Origins.
Yeah. No, the title of the original arc was No Time Like the Present.
Well, there we are.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I think we have a theme.
Yeah. Things that start with T.
Exactly. So just to sum up on our last episode, everybody ate shit, basically.
Yeah.
Ouchie.
It was delicious. 100
screaming Tomorrow's Children disciples attacked our group from the forest and rendered them all unconscious. So everybody is in dreamland right now.
What are we dreaming about?
Well, actually nothing.
Oh.
Nothing. Except for Aster. Rule has a dream.
Oh.
There's mist and it's slightly familiar, but you can't quite put your finger on it. And there's a vague shadowy figure in the distance telling you to wake up.
Okay.
Raoul, you need to wake up. You need to wake up, Raoul.
And I wake up? I do not wake up.
Not yet.
Okay, so I can't.
If you don't, all will be lost. And destiny has too many plans in place for you to be lost like this. Wake up, Raoul. Wake up.
And can I roll for wake up? I don't know what. Okay,
look
go like,
for the voice. Maybe?
Hi, who's this?
Wake up, Raoul. Wake up.
I'm trying. That's just I. Where am I? What is this place? It looks familiar.
You will know this place when it's time, but for now, you must wake up and give me a stamina contest, please.
Yes. Okay. And here goes. I got a 31.
Ayo.
Wow.
Damn.
All right. So, Raul, you slowly, as she, as this voice, and it sounds feminine, slightly, telling you to wake up and that you must wake up, that, destiny has too many plans for you. You have to wake up, wake up, wake up. It starts getting fainter and fainter and fainter. And as it does, the mist seems to be growing fainter and fainter and goes completely dark. And then once the voice is completely gone, it starts to get brighter and brighter and brighter. And you slowly open your eyes.
And I see
you're in a jail cell.
Awesome.
You're in a jail cell, and beside you are Reggie and Pat. They are laying on their sides. There's a little bit of vomit in front of Reggie on the ground. It looks like Pat is completely disheveled, hair all over the place.
As usual.
As usual. Yeah. So he looks perfectly normal.
Excellent.
They are still unconscious. Do you spring up right away, or do you kind of lay there for a second and try to take stock of your surroundings?
I lay there for a moment and I try to figure out what's around me besides I try to see if there's anyone else.
Okay. You mean to say that you learned from our last episode?
Oh, are you kidding me right now? Like, yeah, yeah. I was saying off air that it is very, very clear that Nat here is the one who consistently plays role-playing games in our troop. So, yes, so I very carefully
so
try to see if anyone else is in the room.
So you're actually laying on your back and your head is to one side. You can see, like, towards, when you look down towards your feet, there are walls, like cell walls. They go directly into, it looks like concrete blocks, but the ceiling is dirt. The walls are dirt, like hard compact dirt with timbers and holding it up and stuff. To your left is where, and that's where your head is towards left. So you don't see the front of the cell, but to your left is where you see Pat and where you see Reggie.
And they're in the same cell as me.
They're in the same cell as you.
And I don't hear anyone around.
You do not hear anything.
Nothing at all. Where's the light coming from? Like,
there was a weak overhead bulb with some light. And you notice if you're again, are you like moving your head all over the place and stuff? Or are you?
I'm trying to just look around with my eyes. Like, I'm not moving my head.
Okay. So you notice that the light, it's one of those things where it has been mounted on one of the beams that mm-hmm. comes across. It's a dirt ceiling above that. And there's an extension cord that goes from the light down. Like, it's not something that's, you know,
properly installed.
No.
Okay. So I very slowly put myself face down. Like, I roll over.
Okay. You're on your back. So
yeah. So I roll to my, to the front, you know, so that I'm laying face down. And how close am I from them?
You're a few feet.
Okay.
As soon as you start to roll, though, you hear a voice. You awake? Hey, you. You awake? And you feel a rock hit you in the back of the head. Just like a pebble.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah. I was like, thank you, Kane.
And everything goes black.
That's the next episode.
And the voice says, what the hell are you doing back here? Wait.
No, wait. Okay.
You awake?
I turn and like, I am now. Hi.
And so you're going to look towards the voice?
Or yes, yes.
You look towards the voice, and it's one of these young people, a young fellow, wearing the, you know, the tattered jeans and the long t-shirt and the long hair and very grubby looking and stuff. And he's sitting in a chair against the far wall, and there's a table beside him. He goes, how do you feel? And you feel like shit.
Yes, but I don't tell him that.
Okay.
You know, I'm like, well, you know, rested. How are you feeling?
I feel great.
Great.
I didn't have any juice. And he pats the table, and you see there's like little vial sitting there with some ooey liquid in it.
He says he didn't have any juice.
Yeah, I didn't have any juice. I feel great. You must feel like garbage.
Yes. Well, no. Everything was pretty good. No. I'm feeling well.
Can you give me a census contest, please?
Yes. Okay. So hold on. So that, hey, I'm close to these guys. Do I get the, but it doesn't work for census, right? Okay, so I
got. It'll work for census. Yeah. It's inspiration bonus.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. So I got a 10, 6, I got a 30.
Wow. Okay. So as he's saying that, he's saying, you know, you must feel like shit. You know, I didn't have any juice. And you're thinking to yourself, you know, you tell him you feel great, but you don't. You feel like absolute trash.
And not only that, your arm is very sore and it feels like you got shot, like a shot, like it's
like an injection.
Yes. And not a nice one.
Yes. And I go like, okay, so, yes. So you guys, so what's your name?
You don't need to know my name.
No, I want to know your name.
Nah, I'm not going to be friendly with you.
Okay. Do you mind if I go check on my friends real quick?
Sure. Go ahead. I don't care.
Okay. So I go to my friends and I give them a healing touch each. Is that allowed?
You can try.
Okay. So what do I need to roll for my healing touch? I just do it, don't I?
You need to give me give me a stamina contest.
I can give you a stamina contest.
Hmm.
Sure. So it's 20. So it's 24.
24.
Yes.
Okay. Something is wrong. Damn. So you usually in the past you've given the healing touch and you've just done it.
Yeah.
this feels like trying to fight through. It's like trying to swim in the Dead Sea. Like it's just everything's heavy. Everything is difficult. It's like molasses. It's not like free flowing like water would be. It's just
okay,
right? So you can still do it, but it's only going to be at about 10% of what it normally would.
Okay, sure. So so they would get then, if it's only for
it's a roll, isn't it?
No, it says, well, yeah, healing touch plus 5.
It's 5 stamina.
Oh, I see. So it's 5 stamina. And
it's 1d8 for however many 5 stamina you want to spend, correct? I believe.
Let me check. I'm trying to find a d8 here, but I don't think I...
Let me double check.
Yeah, please do. I'm sorry. You should know this.
You haven't memorized the book?
I, you know, it's been a busy week.
Oh, yeah. I think okay. The true crime is that Chad hasn't memorized the book.
Ooh, he's still a G. Yeah, there you go.
I am notably not in the cell.
Cells one old damatronic healing touch plus 5.
Well, that in itself is a little on the scary side.
Okay, so I will use...
Yeah, so 1d8 hit points for every 5 stamina points expended.
Sure. Okay, so I'm going to try to do, 5 on each, okay? So first...
No, you just spend 5 hit points, or sorry, 5 stamina points on each?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Yes, okay. So first, Flagstaff, Falstaff. So it's a 3, so...
So we'll be nice and round up, so you get 1. 1 hit point.
Okay. And now Paramount gets a 3 as well.
Okay, so
one point.
So you guys, you're also slowly, slowly brought out of it. When you regain consciousness, you immediately retch again. And you just feel like you've been worked over and you feel terrible.
My head feels like there's a Frenchman living in it.
Oh, Jesus.
Wow. Well, come on, that's a classic quote.
Wow.
From Shakespeare?
No, it's Blackadder.
There you go. All right. Pat, same thing, Paramount. Just you just feel absolutely like garbage.
Oh, man. Whew.
Yes.
You guys okay? I feel like a bag of 5 pounds of crap in a 2-pound bag.
Yeah,
I guess it's better than 100 pounds.
Oh, see what you feel like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. God. Yes. So.
What did you eat? Oh, Christ.
Bloody hell.
Oh, there you go. Yes. So, So.
Thank you.
Thank you.
No worries.
Appreciative.
Hey, no problem at all.
Any idea where we are? What's going on? Like,
Well, I've got.
It's very dark.
It looks like we're underground. Jethro over here is, not being very chatty.
His name is Jethro.
Yes, and, exactly, yes, and...
I'm doing that right at him.
He throws a rock at your head.
Fuck and you.
I thought he was Kane.
No, we thought it was Kane when he was throwing rocks. It's like... Yes, and what is Dart's name?
Terry.
Terry, thank you.
You're not there. You gotta tell him.
Terry.
Yeah, it was a meta question.
I'm sorry. Would you like to tell him?
Oh no, I remember now clearly that it's Terry. So I go like, Hey, yeah, so I don't see Terry anywhere. I when I lost consciousness, only, you know, Captain Musketeer here was the one that's still fighting.
Right. But I'll take that.
Yes, okay.
So you haven't seen her since you passed out?
Yes.
I had a sort of an implosion on my self there. I don't know. Hey, guards boy, you with the rocks. Where's our friend? What's funny?
You're never gonna find her. It doesn't matter.
I tell you what, you come over here, I'll give you a haircut.
Yeah, you're funny.
Yeah, you want to see? Funny?
I'm just starting to, rather than quote Shakespeare, I'm starting to quote Deliverance quotes. I'm like, you ever had your balls cut off, you fucking ape?
Oh my god!
Oh god!
Have you seen Deliverance?
No.
Yeah, Seven Jewels. It's time to put the podcast away.
Almost every reference is gonna go right over my head.
Bad. Anyways, guys, quick question: does your arm hurt?
I haven't checked.
Does it?
Yeah. Oh, gee. Yes. Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Okay. You feel like you've been, like, someone has just punched you real hard in the arm.
I would definitely advise against using our abilities until we figure out what's going on. Yes.
Are you, can I ask you a question? Are you trying just to talk quietly amongst you guys, or are you just talking loud? And
no. I think if I talk too loud, I think, like, I have one hit point. So I think if I talk too loud, I feel like I'm going to pass out again.
Okay.
Yes.
like seriously, yeah.
Yes, I think there's a difference. I guess if we're talking amongst ourselves, it would be like quietly. And if we're talking to, you know, the henchman.
Yep.
Who's there.
All good.
Jethro.
All good.
Yes.
Okay, so Jethro's not being very forthcoming about where Dart is. So I don't know. I don't know that we've got enough power between the three of us to do anything except recuperate a little bit. Anybody got any ideas?
God damn, you play a mean banjo.
Yeah.
I'm just hanging him on. I'm just staring right at him.
Aster, can you give me a stamina contest, please?
Sure, I can.
Oh, do a... Come on, Aster!
Oh!
14.
Yes, so it's... I got a 29.
29? Yes. Perfect.
Yes.
So as you guys are talking... Like, you can see, and they look gray. Like, they just look terrible. And as you're talking, you feel awful. But as you're talking, you're feeling like the fog is lifting a little bit.
Okay.
And it's a warmth from inside. And it's spreading out. And it's hard to explain. It's almost like if you've ever been, like, really, really, really cold, and then you're slowly starting to warm up, and it feels like your body... You know, your body temperature is warming from the inside
from
out.
The core, yeah.
From the core. Yeah, that's what it feels like.
Like a good shot of scotch.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah.
Oh, yes, there is.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, I'll take your word for it.
I don't shoot it, though.
Yeah, so you feel this, and you actually are starting to not feel too bad.
Okay.
Can you give me a stamina contest, please?
Okay. 25.
25. Okay. So same thing. So it's all, everything's is dark. You're kind of aware of that. You're on something cold. And you, before you even open your eyes, you feel you're strapped down slowly, your eyes open, and there is a light, and you're laying on your back, and there's a light shining right directly down into your eyes. And, you're lying on a flat, table. You are all strapped down, and you can feel in your right arm, there's something in your right forearm. Your head can move, so you can look and you can see it. It looks like an intravenous tube.
Okay.
It's right into your right forearm.
So my head can move around?
Your head can move around.
I think automatically I look to what's in my arm. So the IV is there, and then can I see where the tube is leading to?
Yeah, there's a bag. Besides, so it's basically a regular sort of IV bag. You can't tell what's in it.
What
it
is, color is it?
It's kind of a yellowy, and it looks kind of thick.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you give me a stamina contest, please?
Yeah. 20.
20? Okay. You need to turn your head really quick.
Okay.
Because everything comes up.
Oh, all right. All right. Yeah. I will turn away from the arm that has the...
Okay. So as you do that, when you look to your right arm, you're relatively close to the wall. Mm-hmm. And again, you notice it's like a dirt wall, and there's posts up to a beam ceiling, like posts in the ceiling and stuff.
Okay.
And then when you turn to your left to throw up, you notice there's another table there, and there's a man laying on the table, just in shorts and just a t-shirt. He's quite pale with long blonde hair, very, very muscular. And he's lying there, and he also has an intravenous tube in his left arm.
Do I recognize him at all?
No, you do not.
Does he seem like he's from this?
Well, he has straps across him as well. Like he's tied down, same
no,
as you.
No, for sure. I'm just wondering if he seems like he was part of this kind of colony that these people are in. If he has the same sort of look of like the clothes that he was wearing.
Oh no, no, the clothes are different. The clothes, it looks like he's wearing like gym shorts, okay. and just has a. Okay. Has like a beach or a body gloves t-shirt on. Like, yeah. Right. Yeah.
Excellent.
He looks more like he's a dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. The other people that you've described have had long hair and
yes. Yes. But that's stuff, their long hair, kind of ratty, you know, tattered jeans, ripped tops. Like they look very, very granola and very, you know, outside of society.
They look like they would live in a yurt.
Yes.
Well, and I was trying to determine if Buddy on the table would also live in a yurt. But maybe it would be a different year.
Yeah, you know, he has long hair, but he's probably got a $200 haircut.
Okay, there we go. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Okay. My God. You're not there.
You feel terrible.
As demonstrated by the throwing up over the side?
Yep.
Okay. Is there anybody else in the room, or is it just me and guy on table?
It's just you and guy on table.
Okay. Can I kind of whisper to him and be like, hey, are you awake?
And he had been looking straight up with his eyes closed, and his eyes kind of, you see them flicker open, and he turns and looks at you, and he says, yeah, oh, this is terrible.
What the hell is going on?
I don't know. I was looking into, I was looking into some things, and I got jumped.
I think we have the same story.
I feel like I should have just said I was going for a hike, but
I didn't. God, that's what I thought too. What?
I got no one to blame but myself, though. How about you? You too?
No, I can blame someone else.
I have enough people for you to blame them too. We can both blame a few other idiots.
And he goes, sorry. And he turns his head the other way and just rock bottoms out.
Hey, we've both been there very recently. So,
okay. Yep.
What's your name, man?
My name?
Yeah.
It's Gary.
I'm Terry.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
And we'll cut back.
Cut back to us?
Cut back to, yeah.
Oh,
no, we'll come back. We'll cut back to the...
Squee! We're going
to cut back to the unknown member of this troop. We're going to cut back
someone
to you guys.
Someone moving in the shadow.
I'm right out of the bar.
And so about like, you can... Passage of time is hard to tell in a place like this. But it's now been about probably half hour, 40 minutes since you've been awake.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually, although the other two are still looking really bad and like can't even really stand or anything like that, I don't know what you're going to do with this information, but you feel great.
Right.
And there's a little voice in the back of your head that says, be strong. Be strong, Raul.
Right. Gee, so I guess I turn to my friends and I go like, hey, how are you guys feeling?
Oh, crap, man. Still feeling like crap.
To quote the bod, like shit.
Yeah. Yes.
I'm quoting my bod and it's like shit.
Yeah. Like what he said.
Yeah. So
how about you? You're looking pretty good, actually.
No, I feel terrible. This is killing me right now.
What do you think they did? Like, did we, like, we got some kind of shot, obviously, because our arms are killing us, but.
Yes. Man, yes, like, they must have shot us. Farmer John, you know, we got off on the wrong foot, you know, so. Care to tell us what we're doing here?
That's above my pay grade.
Okay. I think dirt's above your pay grade, my friend.
And let's not antagonize the guy who's out there.
I don't really give a shit.
Yes. So anyway, any chance that you could give us some water or something?
So he reaches down and there's like a Coleman thing. So cooler. He lifts it up, pours some water in a glass, walks up, is holding it out, gets about 3 feet from your cell and drinks it, and then just pours the rest out on the ground. He says, "No." Huh. And goes back to his seat.
"I am going to fuck you in the ear, my friend." That's,
I can hardly wait till he gets out.
Yeah. Okay. So, can I take a look at the cage to see if there's any? Yes, if there's any.
Yeah, you can. You can. And he goes. Actually, while you're doing that, he's looking at you a little bit funny.
Oh, we are in jail.
And
seriously.
No, no.
I was going to say, I'm doing deliverance quotes.
Wow. No, he's, how are you feeling?
Man, you know, pretty much the same. How are you feeling?
I feel fantastic.
That is, sounds amazing.
Let me see your arm.
No, my arm's all good. Don't worry about it.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Yes.
Get him to come in and look at your arm.
So no, he goes, I think I got to have the doc take a look at you. And he walks out.
Okay, so I go like, well, at least we're going to see a doctor now. Yeah. That's amazing.
What's up, doc?
Yeah.
Great.
So so as he leaps out, ooh.
Suddenly a door opens. Ooh.
Yes. How tight are the bars on the jail cell?
Standard, like just, you know. 18 inches or 12 inches or whatever they are usually. I don't know what, how
18 I've never, inches?
No, they're not 18 inches.
That's all, 4 inches? A whole person four, sure, can fit through inches. That.
Okay, would I be able to smart. Squeeze between them using my like abilities?
Three and a half.
Yes. Yes. I would say, because you originally, you had a really hard time using your powers.
Yes.
Now
I'm feeling better.
Now you feel really good. You feel back. You feel actually. You feel back to normal.
Yes.
The other two, not so much.
Yes.
So yes, you could probably squeeze through.
Okay. So I turn to them and I go like, okay. So I feel better.
Okay.
I'm gonna try to get out. Okay. I'm gonna try to get the jump on these guys.
Okay.
You guys distract them.
Okay. What we'll do is we'll take his vomit and we'll make it look like a head, your head, and we'll put it where you're laying, and they'll think you're sleeping.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Well, it's just an idea.
Or hear me out. Try to convince them I was never here. I don't know. Oh, whatever.
Well, I could try that.
But you guys are charismatic.
My powers are pretty weak, but I'll try.
Yes, I mean you can.
I
just
like the whole puke head thing, though.
Yes. So, what kind of role do I need to get out of there?
You can just get out.
Yeah,
that's fine. Well, you are completely back to normal.
Bloop.
You could use any of your powers right
Yay!
Now.
Yay! Okay, wow.
Hey, Falstaff. Well, how did he get out? How did he feel so good? I feel like crap. I feel
yes. like hell. So, and I go and I walk to the door and I, you know, look for
a key.
Look for a key.
Are we not supposed to talk to
look for a key?
No. Fuck what?
I'm just telling you to look for a damn key. Oh, so
okay.
Key.
Yes. I look for a key as I'm walking towards the door and I stand, you know, next to the door. I look for a weapon of sort. If there,
put a bucket over top of the door.
Yes.
There's no weapons or anything. There is a little table, like I said, that he was sitting beside. On the table, there is it's one syringe, one long syringe, and it almost looks like the needle on it is what they use to bore rock out. Like it's huge. It's a huge needle. And there's a vial of this yellowy
gooey thingy.
Stuff. Other than that, and then there's his little water bucket, water Coleman thing. Then other than that, there's nothing else there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, you know what? Yes. I grab the Coleman thing
mm-hmm.
and I stand behind the door, like in a way that if they open it, they won't hit me with it, but that they can't see me coming in and the door will actually cover me when they open it.
All right. So you're just gonna wait there?
What about the syringy thing? Wouldn't it be better to maybe have that as a what? Because that could be in itself a weapon. Because it's looking pretty ominous with that big boring tool at the end of it. Maybe you could stick it in the old Doctor Who. Hey, what's up, Doc? Woo, woo, woo. You know what I'm saying?
I like the way you think.
Just saying.
Yes.
As an alternative, I don't know. But oh, hey, yeah, hey, yeah. I'm the guy that rushed into the hole, so it's up to you.
Yeah. Yes. You know what?
I got a nickel.
I think, yes, I think I'm going to stick to my plan with the Coleman thingy and, you know, stand in the back there,
okay,
ready to attack as they come in.
Do I hear any mysterious voices and feel
No, you do not.
Oh. Okay.
No.
Has anything changed in the room? Has anybody
No, you guys are completely on your own. Just okay. You and Gary.
Gary. God, I don't know. I guess I just sort of reflexively like test the binds that have me to the table and
sure,
see if I can find anything else out about the room from what I can see moving my head around.
Okay. So what you see, actually, my own little personal map that I drew. So if you look down like towards your left, you'll see, you know, Gary's on the table there. There is a door beyond him. If you look towards your feet, there is a door along that wall. If you crane your neck up and to the side, there's a table with all sorts of vials and syringes and instruments of torture, bloody rags, all that kind of stuff. Mm. There's a number of vials with different numbers on them and some notes written below on the labels. It's not a very pleasant room.
Can I see to read any of the notes, or is it just that I know?
No, you see it there.
Are they all different colors of vials? Or is it all this yellow?
No, there's different shades on different things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gary, how long have you been in this room?
Well, I kind of came to as they were bringing you in, and that was about an hour ago.
What door did they come through?
That one at our feet.
Did you see anything out of it by chance?
No, just a long hallway. Hmm. We got to get out of here.
I know, I'm trying to. Your bindings are neck good and tight. Right?
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. I usually don't have a problem with this kind of stuff, but
what do you mean? Know.
Well, I'm a little stronger than most people. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. Well, I think I'm having a little. I'm not feeling exactly 100% either. So we gotta figure out a way to get these things out of our arms.
Can you give me an agility contest?
20.
20?
Yeah. I rolled a 7.
Oof. I rolled an 8.
Oh, no.
I got a rock.
Where's that voice coming from?
Bad accent.
Okay. So he's like, I'll keep trying.
Okay, I feel flex really hard.
Feel like I've been trying to exert myself a little bit, and I don't know if it's getting better or not, but maybe it's just psychological, but I feel like it is. So
okay.
Just got to keep trying.
Ow. I'm just feeling kind of, ow. We're back to us, right?
Yes.
Ow.
Oh, okay.
My arm's still short.
Jesus.
I was trying to figure it out too.
All right. Okay, so yeah, you're by the door and you're going to.
I am by the door.
Okay.
I activate my power.
Can you give me a.
Oh, yes.
You activate your power?
Yeah, well, you know, for the armory thingy.
The armor? Okay. Yeah, go for it.
Yeah. Okay.
So you put your armor on and you make yourself resistant to.
You know what? I think I'm going to make myself resistant to poison.
Poison. All right. Oh. Perfect.
Oh. Just saying.
Okay.
There's some thinking going on there.
There is. Okay. And. Can you give me a census contest, please?
Yes.
We still have our uniforms on, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Are you kidding me right now? Okay, so 25.
25?
Yes.
Okay. Which side of the door are you standing on? Like if it opens up from the left to the right.
There.
On the right-hand side?
Yes.
Okay, so the door opens.
Yes.
And in walks, it looks like a scientist and...
The little boy.
The boy, the guy, the dude.
Mm-hmm. Joe. On good time, here comes the sweating.
And the scientist saying, I can't believe you're bothering me with this. The dose we gave them, their abilities would not be kicking in at all for another 6 or 7 hours from now. And the kid's saying, I don't know. He seemed to be getting quite frisky and he's gone. So they're standing in front of you now looking at the cell.
Yes. So I hit the Jethro with the With the thingy. With the
Coleman?
Yes, with the Coleman thing. The
Coleman, give me crash. Attack roll, please.
Yes.
That could be his action.
What?
It could be the Coleman crash.
Sure. Yes.
Plus two from me and coach.
Yep.
Okay.
Four more.
Yeah, so I got 12. No, but I also have accuracy because yep. I'm hitting it with it.
Yep.
So I got an accuracy bonus of 4. So that's 12. That's 14 plus...
R4?
14 plus 1. 15. 15.
Perfect. You got him.
Yay!
So hand to hand and also plus a 1d6 for the Coleman.
Okay. So hand to hand. So yes, that's a 6. So it's a 4 damage. And the Coleman was what? I'm sorry?
Plus a 1d6.
8 total.
Okay, so he staggers forward and falls on the ground as you bring it down on his head. The doctor turns around and looks at you and goes, "You're not supposed to be out of your cell." It is initiative time.
Really? Not for us. We're sick in the
cage. Well, now that he's got his powers back, if somebody had healed you before you got out of the cell, you'd be able to do it.
He can always reach in.
I was just going to say, I'm going to ready an action. So if he comes near me, I'm going to grab him and pull him against the cell.
Yeah.
All right.
So my initiative is 24.
Mine's a 28.
Wait. Do I get an initiative score? No. Do I get inspiration bonus?
No, not initiative.
Okay. So yeah, it's 24.
You guys are in the...
Or we're in the cell.
I'm right up against the bar. So if he comes near me, I want to be able to see if I can
grab him. Okay, sure. So yeah, go ahead. Roll then.
I got 28 on my initiative.
I just like being at the bar.
Well.
What did you get?
Oh, 23.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, so... It is actually Falstaff's turn first. I'm assuming you're going to...
I'm stalling an action until he gets close to the bar so I can pull him
Aster,
into it.
You're up.
Yes. So I grab him, you know, like with my hand.
Yeah.
And I wrap his mouth and...
Who him?
The scientist. Oh, sorry, the scientist.
Okay, the doctor, yeah.
Yeah, so I wrap my hand around his mouth and, you know, like hold him there.
Okay, yep.
And I guess it would count as stalling an action. I keep my eye out, my eye on the guy who, on Jethro.
Okay, so so to do this, you'll have, that's a strength contest, and that's an interactor, well.
Yes, strength
it's almost an attack.
Yeah, so I got a 2.
Ooh.
So that's a 14, and plus my other, 14, I got 18.
Okay, you got him. That's okay.
Okay, cool. I got him because, you know, and I stole my...
Oh, wow. I also rolled a 2. So you're able to not only... Now, are you doing damage to him?
No, I'm just holding him.
Just holding right him. Okay, now. So you got him around the face.
He can't yell, and I'm stalling my other action, you know, by keeping an eye on the other dude to see if he's...
Okay.
Junior. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, Paramount.
Yo, 11. And...
What are you doing?
Oh, what am I doing first? Well, I'm still sick. I don't have any power.
No, you don't.
I'm just laying there like a slug.
Uh-huh. What do you want to do?
I want to say, I want to root for you. To say, yay. Head on, dude.
And twice. And well, no, ho. No, you don't.
No, I don't.
No, you want to recover. You well,
I'm still. But
recovery costs 2 turns, right? You you're recovering. This is what you're doing.
Oh, so I could just take a recovery.
You can do recovery.
I guess I have to then.
Yeah. So you can do recovery.
Yep.
Which is a 1d10 plus your level.
That's a 1d10.
Oh, also, what are my hit points right now?
Your hit points?
Yes.
So you're back to 100%.
Oh, my God.
You feel great.
Nine. Oh, my goodness gracious.
9. Okay. So you can add 9 hit points and you feel slightly better. Yep.
What level are we at?
1.
Oh, we're at level 1.
8.
Yeah.
8? Okay.
Start at 0.
Yeah.
I just
erased it, which is why.
My bad.
Are you trying to get an extra point?
No, I'm thinking D&D rules. Sorry.
Ah, ooh. All right.
Ooh.
Are you doing recovery or are you just still holding your action?
I think I'll do a recovery, yes.
Okay, so go for it.
I got 2. A grand total of 2. I rolled a 1.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay.
So we got it.
Aster again.
Okay.
I'm sorry. No, sorry. It's Buckethead. So he gets up and he's just going to try to punch you.
Oh, sure. Jethro's coming at you. So I'm laying there going, "Hey, look out, Aster. Jethro's coming at you."
Okay. So he misses.
What's your defense?
14.
Ah, he misses. How about that? Okay. So he gets up and he swings wildly and you duck out of the way and it's now your turn.
Okay. So I hit him.
Okay.
I attack. I attack him.
Hit him in the nads.
I was thinking, can I hit him with the scientist?
Sure. If you want to.
That'd be funny.
Yeah. No, because what if scientist loses consciousness?
Well, you don't hit him that hard. And Jethro's a little bit of a wusser. So
We don't know. So, yeah. So, no, you know, I just hit him with my I throw him a kick.
You throw him a kick? Okay.
Yes. 13, 14.
14, that hits?
Yes.
Right on.
And damage.
Yep.
Sorry.
Hand to hand?
Five.
Five, okay.
Damage five.
Actually, he is out.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. So he's out. Falstaff. Sorry, I missed your turn before, but it's your turn. You take another recovery if you want. You take two recoveries a day if you don't have heightened stamina.
Because I have the
stamina. Oh, yeah, heightened stamina. There you go.
How are you looking? You're looking, how are you feeling?
No, I did not get much hit points back, so no? Not that great. I'm going to take another recovery, yeah.
Okay.
And I got five more hit points.
Okay, perfect. Paramount.
Well, he's got pretty much everything under control. We just have to figure out what's going on with the scientist outside, so I may as well take an opportunity to get feeling better and take another recovery as well. Five.
Five? Okay. Yep. All right. So the doctor is squirming and squirming, but he is not able to break free.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do?
Okay. First of all, I close the door.
Okay.
Behind him. Very quietly.
Yep.
And I tell the doctor, there's no need to squirm. We just need to find out what's going on. Where are we?
I'm not telling you anything. Can you give me a charisma contest?
Sure.
Or a strength contest? Whichever one you want to do.
I will do charisma first, I guess.
No, it's one or the other.
Oh.
So it's two options to give you, like, whichever one's higher.
Oh, okay.
So you're either trying to sweet talk him with your charisma, or you're trying to intimidate him with your strength.
Yes, yes. So strength is higher, so that would be a 30.
A 30?
Yes, well, I got 18, and then I got my strength is a 12.
Okay.
And if I use, do I get inspiration bonus? No, I don't, right?
Yep. Yeah, you do.
Okay, so 34 then.
Excellent.
Yes.
All right. He folds like a cheap suit. There you go.
Yes.
Folds like a cheap suit. Anyways, he's like, okay, sorry, don't hurt me. I'll tell you what you want to know.
Okay. First of all, where's her friend?
She's in another room.
In another room next to us.
No, she's in a different part of the compound.
A different part of the compound. What compound?
He looks at you. He's like, where we are. It's our staging area.
A staging area. Okay, how do I open the cage?
With this key.
Thank you very much. I grab the key and I...
Let us out.
Yes, I let them out.
Okay.
And as I let them out, I go, okay, now come on real quick. And I do another five and five on them.
It's a 1D...
Yeah.
1D8 and it's five, so it's 10.
I do a heal of to each of them with an perfect. 8 and I lose... Okay.
You got that
this
power?
A 10? Yeah, sure. We'll figure that out later. It's fine.
It's raining.
Okay, so Mr. Flagstaff gets 3.
Arizona.
And Mr. Paramount gets 5.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, so what are you guys back up to now?
Favoritism.
What are you back up to?
I'm 11.
11?
Yeah.
I am 14.
14. Okay, great.
Sorry, just as I get out of the cell, I just want to say where Jethro is on the ground, I just kick him, and then under my breath without the accent, it's like, fucker.
Wow.
What is up, super friends?
Hello there. Welcome back, Emily.
Hi. I had the Rona.
Had the Rona.
Rona sucks. I don't recommend it.
Boo to the Rona.
10 out of 10. Suckage.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how much suckage was it?
74.
Ooh, that's a lot of suckage.
74 and the weeping uncontrollably emoji and one rotten orange.
Emoji or just a rotten
orange? Just a rotten orange.
Rotten orange. Ugh.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Well, welcome back. We're glad you're back amongst the living.
Yeah, I literally, my roommate went to their partners for the weekend also, so I could have just been dead in my room and no one would have known.
I checked in on you.
This is true, but I didn't reply to a lot of people that weekend because I was sleeping the entire time, basically. But like, I could have just
passed away peacefully. I got messages from mom in Italy. Is Emily okay? She's not replying to my texts.
Yeah, it took me like so much effort to move my thumbs on my iPhone keyboard.
That's crazy.
And then I would just roll over and watch another episode of season 3 of Only Murders in the Building and fall asleep as I watched that.
Perfect. Well, welcome back. We're glad you're back. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening to Legends, a Superhero Story. We hope you're enjoying our latest episode and very excited about what's coming up next. But that's a secret, so I can't tell.
I also watched Dodgeball while I was sick. Does not hold movie. Up.
No?
No.
Oh, I haven't seen it in years.
It's not great. How I, like, it, and also, but I do have to say, I do love. What movie? What year did it come out?
Not sure.
I don't know. Canon bisexual character.
Yes.
Which is awesome. Is it the butt of a joke? Yes. So that's not great. But
there. It's
crumbs.
Yep.
The crumbs. I'll take crumbs. The crumbs. Crumbs. Anyway.
Excellent. I want to give a shout out to some amazing people on our Patreon. Anya, Wesley, and Citizen Theory. Thank you so much for your continued support. Look for some new art on there very soon. And I know I keep promising, but the after this episode, we will have the new art for the new team. Oh, I just about said their team name. I just about blew it there.
I don't even know what it is.
But
maybe I do.
It's a secret.
No, I don't. I don't know it.
It's a secret. It's a secret.
I don't know. I don't know what it is.
It's a secret. Anyways, but the new art it has some clues in there about some new things that are happening to them. But also
Dumb.
Also the other team, the Badger and Abrams and Gumdrop and Slick, their art will be on there very shortly and their character sheets as well. So hope you enjoy those. So again, thank you, Anya, Wesley, and Citizen Theory for your continued support. We really, really appreciate it. And thank you again so much. Thank you to everybody.
If you want
to
be awesome like those folks,
that's right,
you can go to the episode description and sign up for our Patreon, or you can just go to Patreon and look for the Legends Cast. And then when you register for Patreon, you should put in a weird name and then make Chad have to try to pronounce something weird.
Oh dear God, don't do that.
You should do it.
Don't do that.
Do it.
Don't do that.
Triple doggy dare you.
Damn it.
Okay. Now they have to. This is just a ploy to get more patrons.
Okay. Oh, perfect. If it works, then okay, sure. Sure. Go for it. Anyways, thank you so much for listening. We really, really appreciate it. Thank you to everybody in our Discord. Thank you for everybody who likes and shares and subscribes to the show. Please tell a friend about it. We're having a great time with season 2, and things is about to get goofy. So yeah. Crazy big and nutty.
Yeah.
So thank you once again.
Yeah. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, download, share. And make yourself a Taylor Swift friendship bracelet that says The Legends Cast to give to someone.
To give it to Taylor Swift. Can you imagine if Taylor Swift wore our Legends friendship bracelet? That would be awesome.
She doesn't wear the friendship bracelets. They trade them at her concerts. Get up on your Swiftie lore.
Oh my God.
However, that is how Travis Kelce is apparently dating her, is because he wanted to give her a bracelet with his number on it. And now they're dating. So, hey, if anyone goes to the Eras concert,
perfect.
Make a hashtag The Legends Cast. Oh, hashtag The Legends Cast on Twitter. We're going on a new spiel. I was supposed to end things, and now here we are.
Yep.
Hashtag The Legends Cast on Twitter or X or any sort of social media platform. Give us a shout out, and we'll steal your name. Identity theft is not a joke, Jim. And yes. Was that? No, and then also leave us a review. Wow, we didn't do anything right today.
We didn't. We were
this is all out of order.
You know what? You were sick. So it's understandable. We're good. It's all good. You're back. We're back. Here we go.
Do you know what's sick?
What?
These puppies.
Oh my God, she just flexed. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. Stay safe and
stay vigilant.
Dun, dun, dun. Dart, can you give me a strength or agility contest, please? Whichever one you want to go with.
Okay, my agility is better, so I'm going to pick that one. Ooh. Okay, so I rolled a 19, and now I have to do math. 32? 19
okay, 32, but you can also, it's actually 33, because there's some inspiration coming from Gary.
Gary! Oh.
33. Okay, so with a 33, with your agility, you're not able to, if you had it was a strength, you'd be able to actually break the straps.
Mm-hmm.
But you're able to, you know, worm your left hand out.
Okay.
So now your left hand is free.
Your thumb.
Gross. Ooh, yeah.
Gross.
I do that escaping handcuffs thing. Yeah.
Your left hand is free.
Okay. I'm imagining like straps that.
Like a belt,
yep. Right? Okay. Yep. Can I undo the ones on my upper body?
Yep.
Okay.
All of them?
I want to do my upper body so I can kind of sit up.
Mm-hmm.
And.
You're a little woozy. Get a stamina contest, please.
Roll a woozy.
20 and then one from Gary.
Yep.
21.
Okay. So you are quite woozy and quite unsteady, but mm-hmm. you can sit up.
Okay. And I just sort of, I guess, try and like pivot around a little bit more to see that table that's behind us mm-hmm. full of all the creepy stuff.
Yep. And that's what it looks like.
Just a bunch of creepy stuff.
Bunch of creepy stuff.
Okay, cool. Can I hear anything of what was happening with these guys?
No.
Like I'm on a different
part of the complex.
You don't know where you
the
are.
Compound.
But you don't know it's
like
a compound.
You don't know it's a compound.
You don't know it's a compound either. You cannot hear anything. You're just in this room.
It's just silence. Okay. Gary, I'm going to try and get up and move around a little bit. I'll come undo you.
Awesome. That sounds really dope. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure. Let me try and I'm going to try and very slowly pull the thingy out of my arm.
Okay.
What should I roll to do that?
Against fainting.
Yeah, because, I want to do that before, maybe I'll lie down. And then, like, from past experience having IVs, I'm going to lie back down and then try and remove it as, gradually as I can so that I don't pass out from pain or anything.
Okay, sure. So, give me a stamina contest.
Okay, 25.
Okay, perfect. So you lay down. And you pull it out of your arm, and you pull, 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 and it's about 7 feet long. It goes up, and you feel
Christ.
It pulling out of your toes. No, I'm kidding. It's just a regular.
This is a spaghetti noodle that runs the length of my body.
No, it's just like a regular IV. So it's once you pull it out, it's out.
Okay.
And the stuff that's coming out of it, that's obviously has gone into you. It's this disgusting looking yellowish, almost glowing, yellowish glowing. Substance.
Ugh.
Weren't you drinking that the other day? The meat?
The meat?
I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm just going to like lay there for a little bit, kind of get reacclimated to that, sit up again and undo my feet.
Okay.
That just happens. That is fine.
Yep.
Okay, great.
Yep.
Do I feel any better now that the stuff is not actively going into my body?
A little bit, but it's not instantaneous or anything.
Okay.
So you're slowly, you know, as the minutes go by, you're slowly, you know, the fog is slowly lifting.
Okay. I'm going to go over to Gary and free his hand that doesn't have the IV in it, if it's the left hand, the same as mine, so that he can remove his own.
His IV was in his left arm.
Okay. So then I'll free his right hand.
Yep.
So. Whichever does not have the IV in it.
Sure.
So he can remove it while I unbuckle the rest of him.
Yeah, so he does that.
Okay. And then...
And hang on a second here.
Free Gary.
Oof.
Hashtag free Gary.
He says, oh, that's awesome. Thank you. And he swings his feet down and he just kind of, you know,
slowly,
grabs it and rips it out of his arm. He goes to stand up and stumbles over.
Yeah. I'll try and catch him a little bit.
Okay. Can you give me an agility contest, please?
Oh, it's 11... 24 and then
okay,
one
yeah, you
from
got
him,
him.
25.
You got him.
Okay.
He's like, whoa.
Yeah, we're moving slow.
Thank you.
Slow.
That's whew, wow.
Yeah. Maybe sit down for another second because it really hit me hard.
I don't know when they'll be back. I gotta get my stuff.
Is your stuff in here?
And he goes, he's looking around. He goes, I can't find it. It's not in here. Like he's looking underneath the table and can't find it.
Okay, well let's grab a couple of these spooky looking things that look like they could be of use as weapons.
What spooky looking things?
The creepy table full of vials and
syringes
things, like you said.
Well, they're vials and syringes and there's some scalpels and
okay, so I would like to maybe grab I know that this yellow stuff is making me feel like shit, so I'm gonna grab a couple syringes that have how many do you think I could feasibly
carry?
Gary.
Without stabbing myself.
Two?
Okay.
Three?
No,
like, yeah, two?
Yeah, I'm just wondering.
Sure.
I would like to grab two of the yellowy ones that I know make me feel really crappy, and then one that's like a different color that I don't know what it does.
Okay, sure.
And then suggest to Gary to do the same
things. There's green ones.
a green one.
Sure. Okay. And then Gary grabs a couple as well.
Okay, cool. And now you said you saw them come through the...
Yeah, through the main door that was at your guys' feet.
Okay. Maybe we'll start heading down that hallway. Okay. Gary, what do you think?
Sure. That sounds great.
Okay. Let's listen by the door.
Okay.
See if... Is there a window through the door?
No.
Okay.
You don't hear anything.
Okay, great. I want to crack the door.
Okay. That's just a hallway down to another door.
Are there cameras?
Nope.
Then...
There's nothing technological.
Gary, go first.
And he looks at you and he goes, yeah, okay, of course. So he...
Yeah, you're the beefcake. We got it.
Yeah, he is a beefcake.
Yeah.
So he goes forward down the hallway.
So ask the doctor,
mm-hmm.
Are there any other people here, other guards? Are they armed?
There's a couple here, but you're too late. You're too late. The stuff's already gone.
What stuff?
The compound. It's already gone.
The compound that we're in is gone?
No.
Oh, the compound. Yeah, sorry. Lost in translation. I am sorry.
Okay. No, I had the same exact reaction as you. You're on a compound and like, there is a compound.
God.
We're in space right now.
Anyways, okay, so I go like, okay then. You know what would be fun?
What?
Master Thespian.
Yes.
Put on his lab coat.
Of course.
And go out and explore and see if you can find. Yes?
That's a great idea. But why don't we get a little more information out of him while I turn on my charm to him, because I can manipulate.
Please do. How are you feeling, though?
I had two rests and a level up.
You guys are good to you.
We're full power?
Yeah, you're good to use powers.
Cool. All right, I'm full power.
Well, we're back to full power?
So
not full health, but you can use your power.
So my mind manipulation.
Minor disadvantage still, though.
Minor, yeah.
Okay, good. Yes.
So I'm going to say... Don't you really want to help us out a lot? And that's the noise when I make that happen.
You actually say that?
Exactly. You realize you're saying that out loud, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I've just been in a cell with Flagstaff here for a little while.
All staff.
Can you give me a charisma worm. Or intelligence contest, please?
11, 16, 26.
Yeah. So he says, yeah, I'll help you out. I'll help you out. Just don't hurt me.
Okay. That we can do. This compound, what does it do and where did it go?
To the city. I don't know. They don't tell us everything. It's just, we just had to make it and I don't know what they're going to be doing with it.
What does it do?
It affects people's nervous system.
Affects it how?
I don't know. I don't know. I just mixed the compound. I just mixed the stuff together.
Who took it?
Other people that work here. Okay. It's just a skeleton crew left. They've already taken it.
Okay. How long have they been gone?
About an hour.
How tall are you?
5'10". I don't know. What kind of dumb question is that?
Just seeing if you're being truthful. That's all.
Taller than you.
Oh, not with my hair.
5'10", but his Tinder bio says 6'2".
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Well, we can work with that information. Anybody got any other?
I've just been watching him very carefully, trying to mimic his mannerisms.
That's great. Yes. Oh. I take the coat off the scientist and I put it on him.
Okay.
And we put the scientist in the cell?
That's a great idea.
With the little passed out boy?
Yes, let's do that.
All right.
We put him in the cell and
then
close
we can pretend
door.
That he is taking us to the next area because we've been bad and he's
going
to
Star Wars them. That's amazing.
Dun, dun, cool. Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
So out through the door?
Sure.
Okay,
sure.
In through the outdoor.
So you go out the door. There's a hallway leading straight ahead and an offshoot to the right.
Okay, where do you want to go, Doctor?
Let's go to the right.
Okay, so you go to the right, and at the end of the little hallway, there's a door. And on the door, it says armory.
Ooh. Damn, son, let's open the door.
All right, so inside the armory, you find there are various knives and clubs and rusty old swords and cudgels and all sorts of things that are, you know, from their scythes and stuff like that. Can everybody give me a census contest, please? Census or intelligence?
24. Oh, wait, sorry. 26. Get your two from me?
Yeah.
20.
20? Okay. So as you're looking around, there's all this crap and stuff. But Falstaff, yes. You notice in the corner leaning up against the wall is a rapier.
or cutlass. It's slightly heavier than our usual rapier, but it is you'd say it's kind of a combination between the two. It's not a full heavy cutlass, but it is a sword leaning up against the wall, and it is looking rather pristine.
I go and pick it up.
Okay, and it feels amazing.
Oh, like that's literally my reaction for a minute.
Okay,
I'm doing one of visual. I know it's an audio medium, but I'm like literally. It's like the sword in the stone, and I've pulled the sword out,
and it's miraculously when Inigo Montoya holds his
father's sword in the sunlight.
Exactly, and you take your cardboard tube sword out of its sheath, yes. And this magically, it feels like it fits right in.
Perfect. And I light it in its sheath.
All right.
And I feel complete.
There is a massive, massive earthquake, and the ceiling comes down and kills you. No, okay, I'm kidding.
I thought you were being serious.
No, I thought
a big rock.
There's an earthquake. Yeah. Like, damn.
Okay. So, and there's other than that, there's all like rusty stuff in there. And there's, it's very odd that this was sitting in the corner because it by far is the most valuable looking thing in there.
There's no like really big rusty scissors or anything.
No, there's not.
Oh, damn.
There's not.
Okay. Okay. So good for you, Falstaff. You got yourself a nice little rapier.
Why, thank you. I mean, to be honest here, does either of you, I don't want to be the greedy one.
You can keep the sword. It's fine. It's
I was hoping you would say that. No, it goes with the outfit. It's fine. I didn't want to be too greedy.
No. It's fine. Yes. And,
we better get out of here and just get the hell out. Doctor.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So
call me Dr. Doogie.
Okay.
And, So I didn't leave the key. Can I see if I can lock the armory with it?
Come on.
After us. Like, we leave, and can
it's
I lock?
It's not the same key.
Damn it.
Yeah. So if you go back out, you're back to the hallway. You come back to the hallway. To the left is the jail. To the right is the other hallway with a door at the end of it.
Let's go down the hallway.
Let's go to the right.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So, perfect. So you come to a door.
There's a lot of doors in this place. Okay.
I open the door. I work here. I open the door.
Thanks, Doc.
So you open it up, and you guys open the door as well?
Yep,
cautiously. How fortuitous that you're right across from each other.
And we do that Spider-Man meme where exactly, they're staring like, at each
you,
other. And like,
ironically, you actually, at the same time, pretty much, you open the doors, and you are across from each other. It is a large, large, large open space. There are, hang on, two shakes.
Hey, Terry, how are you?
Jesus Christ. Okay. There are four workers in there who were going about their business, but as soon as you yell, "Hey Terry, how are you?" they look up and say, "Get him!" And so two of them rush towards you three, and two of them rush towards you. And it's
initiative. I'm a doctor.
It's initiative time.
How dare you?
Okay.
Somebody's got to do it.
No, actually, nobody has to do it. You could just watch me go.
I got to be honest. My initiative rolls have not been good today.
Natural 20. Cause I feel. Like nice. A natural 20.
Overall, this dice has been very nice to me today, but it does not like my initiatives. 13.
17 and 10 is 27.
26.
Oh, well, I get a 32. Yes, a 32.
Okay, perfect. 32. Aster, you're first.
Yes, so I... So two of them are coming towards us, right?
Yep.
So I try to sweep the leg under them.
Yeah. You attack one of them.
Yes.
Okay. So attack roll.
Okay. So that's a 16 plus plus 1. That's 17. That's 21. And that is 21 and 21, 25.
25. Oh, yeah. You got him.
Yes, I did. And damage.
Yep.
Ooh. 7.
7?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. It is Gary's turn.
Go, Gary.
My man.
Don't I get two movements?
You move towards him and you sweep the leg.
Ah, thank you. You're
welcome.
I'm sorry. It gets me like that. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
No, all good.
Wait till you're leveling up and you can do like 9 things. It'd be weird.
So Gary runs forward and does a massive punch towards
one
of them.
With a syringe in his hand, maybe?
He puts the syringe in the other hand and he just punches him.
I was just
15, so he gets him doing... Yeah. And he knocks him out. So one of the two guys that are running towards you there. So he's out.
I give him a
high five with a syringe in your hand?
No.
Paramount.
Yes.
You're up.
Actually,
Paramount.
Yes.
Can you give me a census contest?
Feeling
something is rotten in the state of Denmark.
What is it?
Nat 20.
Okay. So as this, all this, you know, they're running toward, two guys are running towards you guys. Mm-hmm. Aster just swept the leg. Two guys are running towards Terry and this other tall blonde guy in board shorts and a body glove t-shirt. There is in the bay, there is the old truck that you guys saw. It's sitting there and an old van that's up on a jacks. And there's some barrels and bottles of water and stuff. And it looks like other tracks have gone out, back out through, like the entrance to this is the sinkhole you guys saw or that whatever.
Yeah.
But there's a door in the back of the unit as well.
Okay.
Back of the room. And as you're kind of going towards these guys, you hear what sounds like terrible screaming, like really high pitched in pain squealing coming from in the door.
I am obviously surprised and drawn towards it, so I guess I need to go that direction.
Sure. With that, with a nat 20,
yeah,
I'll tell you that it you can tell, especially also since you have the connection with animals and stuff.
Yeah.
It is not a human sound.
Oh, so I'm very wondering why I shouldn't be running straight there to see what's squealing behind that door.
Sure.
So I head straight towards the door. I open it and I see
you step in.
Well,
it's like a single light bulb and stuff. Yeah. And as you open the door, you see there are cages with animals around in it. There are various animals, from mice to foxes, all sorts of different little animals in these little cages. And at the back of the room is another guy in a like a doctor's coat.
Yeah.
And you see there's a cage sitting on the workbench, and he's bent over something and he's like poking himself.
Kind of like Guardians of the Galaxy kind of.
Sort of. Yeah.
So I'm pretty pissed about this.
You have moved and you've opened the door. So that's your turn. That's your two.
So I'm standing there pissed.
Okay. Yep. Okay. Dart.
Okay.
And again, the more you've been up and the more moving around, you can use your powers again now.
Okay. I'm thinking I want to, like, my hit points are still real low.
Your hit points aren't great. You didn't do any recoveries, did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. So your hit points, you've got about 5.
Okay, then I would like to go up to the second person approaching Gary and I and use absorption to try and regain some hit points for myself while draining them.
Sure.
Okay.
Perfect.
Roll an attack roll, right?
Yep. Perfect.
13.
You got him.
And then it's 2d10, so that's 6 that I absorb from
So you absorb 6 hit points from him?
Yeah.
And to yourself?
And to myself.
Okay. So he kind of stops in his tracks and looks shocked. You get your 6. He is not out, but he is down. Oops. Aster.
Go, Aster. Yes. Go, Aster.
Falstaff.
No, I rolled really crappy on my initiative.
Oh, crapola.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Just want to make sure.
We might get rid of all these guys and be finished before we get to his
turn. I'm just struggling to get my sword out of its...
You're just admiring it. He's like, oh, like,
damn, I look good with this sword in my hand.
Yeah, you came out to an area with natural light and you're like, oh, damn. My.
So I guess I go to punch the other guy, you know, like...
The guy that you swept the feet?
No, the other one.
Oh, because the guy you swept the feet, he's still around, like he's not out.
Okay, so
like you knocked him down, but
yes. So yeah. I hit him, and then too.
Okay,
you know, like hi-ya! Yes.
So are you like making any shapes with your hands?
Not
you do
right now, because I don't know if these guys are, you know, here. Like, I don't want to kill them. Like, I'm specifically not using, you know, like my powers. Like,
oh, I thought like you could make like a mallet or something.
No, club. Because it would be costing me stamina at this point, and you know,
it's 5 no matter what.
Yeah,
it's 5 no matter what.
It's 5.
It costs you 5 to do hand to hand. It costs you 5 to activate your power and hit him with it. It's 5 no matter what.
Okay, then. So
that's why I was worried that you were doing something like that. So yeah, anytime you do an attack, it's 5.
Okay, then. So
might as well make it cool.
Yes, this is true. Okay, yes.
Really cool.
So I turn my hand into an anvil.
Okay. And I go, I don't want to kill him.
Is it have acne written on the side?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It does have acne.
Awesome.
Okay.
And you just put it above his head and let it thunk.
No, I just, you know, whack him in the chin with it. Ooh. Okay, so I got a 10 plus 14. That's 18. 19.
Yes, you got him?
Yes, I did. But now the damage here, as it was powered,
Seriously? So it's a good thing that it was powered, because it's 7.
What do you mean powered?
Because if it's powered, I get a +4 on my hand to hand.
If he activates his molecular.
Oh, okay. Yep. Cool. Yeah, so he's out.
Yay!
Way to go.
Okay. Astor.
But that's one. That's one movement, that's right?
I left.
That's
no,
an attack.
No, because I activated.
No, that's fine. That's your attack. You can activate an attack with that. That's okay. You have one more. You have a movement or
okay. Yeah.
Can you use the same anvil and swing it around and?
Oh.
When you later on, when you level up, as you get combat masteries, you can do 2 attacks.
Okay, and so there's another guy who's that's still attacking us, right?
Yeah,
there's one more.
Yeah, I buggered off.
Yeah.
to the back door.
Yeah, you don't know where he's gone.
Yes.
So yeah. Paramount's gone. Falstaff is standing beside you. The one guy that you've been fighting, you knocked him down and then hit him with an anvil. There's another guy standing in front of Falstaff.
I run towards the truck.
Okay.
Yes.
Cool. Yep.
See ya.
It is Gary's turn.
Nice.
So Gary decked the one guy.
Decked the halls with Gary.
And he looks towards you, Terry, and he said, do you need help or you got it?
I mean, if you can one-shot another guy, I'm not going to say no.
So he gives him a jab.
And then we'll help you find your stuff.
So he gives kind of a half-hearted, he gives kind of a half-hearted jab. He goes, oh, I missed. Looks like you can take care of him.
Oh my God. I was just offering to help you find everything else.
So he's just with a smile on his face. Like he's like, he doesn't want to step in and take your thunder.
Okay.
What a
gem. All right.
Way to go, Gary.
Paramount.
I appreciate it.
Hey, so I'm standing there in the doorway, fairly freaked. Well, I'm pissed off. So I got to stop the guy from doing something there. So I can either I can mentally say he's an idiot. Like I can make him question himself by using my mind manipulation, and then I can get all the animals out of the cages because I can.
Okay, just one thing at a time. Like, what do you want to do?
Animals out.
Okay, so he's got his back to you right now, and he's working on something.
Yeah, and that's the one that's squealing.
Yep.
Okay, so I got to go get him.
Okay, so what are you going to do?
Yeah, I got to get into his head, and I got to say, like, all of a sudden, he's just going to question himself 100%. Like, what the fuck am I doing?
Okay, give me a roll.
10 and 2 is 12, so 14.
Okay, you got him.
Okay, so he drops his...
So what is his perception of you and perception of his surroundings?
The perception is that I am in charge, that that he has to answer to everything that I am saying,
mm-hmm.
and his surroundings are scary and foreign to him, and he needs to stop what he's doing.
Okay, so he... and this only lasts for a turn, so
yes.
It'll be quick. But he all of a sudden just like freezes, and then he drops to the ground and puts his hands up above his head and said, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Don't hurt me. And on the table you see is a small white ferret that is on the table. And there's a cage, open cage beside it. And on the bottom of the cage, now that you're in the room and you're taking a look around, all the cages just have little number stickers on it. But it looks like somebody's gone around with crayon and written names on them. And so like the fox's name, there's Freddy is written underneath. So it's kind of sick and twisted that they're not just experimenting on numbered animals. Like somebody has given them names and some of the cages are empty and that sort of thing.
That is so much more sad.
It is. It really is. The ferret is on the table, and it doesn't look like anything's been done to him. It looks like he's, you know, been kind of strapped down and stuff, and his cage and his number is 10097. And underneath it, it says Willie. And it just looks up at you and it stops squealing.
And I go, big smile. And I go, because I can, now this is another action. So that is that 2 actions? Cause I moved in.
You can move towards it. You can't, you can move. Like you used your power.
Yeah.
So now you can move or you can interact with the environment.
Does that interacting with the environment mean opening the cages?
You don't have time to open all the cages yet, but you can interact
with Willie.
Mm-hmm.
So I pick Willie up and I go, are you okay?
And he just kind of leaps onto your shoulder and tucks around in your cowl.
And I smile.
Cool.
Okay.
All right. Dirt.
Okay. So I've got this, according to my boy, Gary. And given the opportunity, I want to try and get some more hit points for myself because I am still out of range of our healing friend.
Yes.
So I'm going to go for another contact absorption.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
11. Yeah, you got him.
Whoa, okay.
Yep.
With an 11.
You need a 10.
Cool. All right. 2d10. 7 back to me and 7 away from them.
Okay. Yeah, and he is out.
Woo-hoo. See, Goofer. You did have this.
And Gary's like, yeah, pound it.
Yes, and I absolutely pound it.
Yep.
Excellent.
And absorb 20 hit points from him.
And Gary falls to the ground.
Oh my God, Gary,
okay,
no.
So there's one more that's here and it's eyeing you up, Falstaff. And he puts his hands up like he's going to box. And he kind of looking real cocky because he's looking at your outfit and thinking, okay, yeah, I can take this guy. And takes a mighty swing. Oh my God.
Well.
Completely eat shit. He misses. I rolled a one. So he absolutely whiffs.
Whiffs himself.
Yep. And his Falstaff turn.
He's in shock and awe.
Oh, he is in shock and awe. There you go. Falstaff, you're up.
I withdraw my sword and I put it down to his throat and I say, surrender.
Charisma contest.
I'm adding my, I don't add my accuracy or anything like that to that, do I?
No, it's just a contest.
But you get the plus two case, from.
That would be
You get plus one from Gary and you get plus two from well, no, you're actually not in the room.
Oh, I'm in the
but
other room.
Plus one from Gary.
Yep.
That would be a 37.
Holy shit. So he's looking at you and he looks at the sword
so
and he falls down to his knee and then there's like a dark spot appears on his jeans.
Whoa.
In the back.
All right. Everybody is done. You made this guy surrender.
Mm-hmm.
You're in a truck.
You've gone to the truck. There are keys in the truck.
Thank God.
Like I say, the van is up on blocks. Or well, it's on like one of the back wheels. So what do you guys want to do?
Gary needs to find his stuff. Also, this is Gary.
Hey, Gary.
Yes.
Hello, Gary. How's it going, dudes? How's it going, guys?
Feeling, Gary?
I'm much better. Much better. Thank you. I feel awesome. Great, actually.
Swell.
And he said, I'm pretty sure I saw this van. He goes to the back of the van and he opens it up. He goes, my stuff.
Oh, cool.
Nice.
And he pulls out this outfit. And he goes, I'm thinking, and I'm among friends. Because you guys all got nifty outfits. But...
Let's see your nifty outfit, Gary.
And so he, like, behind the door, so he puts it on, and he looks like that.
Oh, my God, you're sick as hell.
Holy.
So he's got a black cowl over his head. It's a purpley and black outfit, all sorts of little gadgets and stuff around, a long black cape.
Wow, Gary.
Gary, you beast.
And he said, you can...
What can we call you?
Obsidian Soul.
Wow.
I'm sorry, what?
He's so
obsidian
much cooler.
Soul. Oh, Obsidian Soul.
Obsidian Soul.
Okay, I was like...
So, are you certified?
That's
like,
so
have you
metal.
Got the papers too?
Yeah, yeah.
Wicked. When did you go through, dude?
About 6 months ago.
Right on.
Yeah,
congrats.
My buddy... I hung out with my buddy last winter, and it was a lot of fun, and he's kind of a famous superhero. And,
oh, yeah, who's that?
Well, he goes by Dusk Fox. I don't know what he goes by now, because he's always changing his name, but
yeah.
I thought, you know, at the time I thought, man, this blows. I'd never get into this game. But you know what? After seeing what I can do, like I figure I might as well help people. Right.
On.
So that's what I'm here
on.
For.
That's awesome, man.
So you like,
no,
going,
I wouldn't say
do,
that.
Do you have like a nickname you like going by, or do you is like, that's a big mouthful of a name you got there.
That's my name.
Are you
Gary or you want,
or whatever, man.
We are trying to leave very quickly.
What are your names? What are your names?
I'm Paramount.
We're trying to leave real quickly, you guys.
Well, we can talk about this in the truck.
We can talk about this on the truck. In the truck.
Well, why don't we use a van? It's not up on
Gary,
a block.
Gary, you were here by yourself,
the van is
right?
The on the block. The truck
yes.
is not.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. And
as far
what
as
did
I can...
you find in that room, Paramount?
There was a whole bunch of tortured animals that we were about to actually get releasing, and I agree,
let's do that.
I got a friend of mine right here. I don't know if you noticed him. It's not the way my hair's done.
Oh, hey,
yeah,
and you notice actually I gotta show you that picture as well. Hang on,
we got a picture of
where's Willie.
This is 10097, or affectionately known as Willie.
That's what Willie looks like.
Oh, that's so cute.
With the tongue.
Yeah. So with Paramount's white hair and this little all white ferret kind of blends in and nestles in with
under the
now
cowl.
You look like
the cowl with Pat.
The white witch from The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
Kind
there
of,
you go.
Yeah. So
all hail Aslan.
Yeah. So what do you guys want to do?
Okay. So
let's free the animals.
Free the animals.
Okay. So so you're all going into that room?
Yeah.
Okay, so you all go into the room.
Wait, no. I drive the van nearby the door.
It's the truck. The van is up on
blocks.
Drive the truck.
Up on the wheels are shot.
Oh, dang it.
It's the same truck that we saw driving, so there's still a usable
vehicle.
Okay.
So let's go free the animals then.
Okay.
I guess. Free Willie.
So when you go into the animal room, you start releasing the animals. You notice that when you walk in to the left, there is another door.
Oh, okay.
I open the door.
You open the door?
Yeah, might as well.
Can you give me a stamina contest, please?
Oh, jeez.
That is not good.
Are just the animals done?
Come on, Falstaff.
Yeah, the animals are done.
Okay.
You notice there was a lot of, there wasn't that many of them. There was some empty cages.
Am I still getting the plus one from Gary?
Yep.
33.
Okay. Damn. What'd you get?
Oh, I need to roll it as well.
Yeah, if you guys both went to open the door, who went to open the door?
I did.
Just you? Oh, I thought you did as well.
No, sorry. I was.
No,
okay. Just me.
Yeah, well,
so, you get the sacrificial
so Falstaff, you open the door and you are met with an odor. It almost makes you throw up again. But the light is a really low watt bulb and it's quite actually a chilly feeling. And you notice there's some extension cords running into this room on the floor. It's the only room that doesn't have extension cords, only on the ceiling. It has them on the floor as well. And in the middle of the room, you can see there's like a portable air conditioner.
I draw my sword.
Mm-hmm.
I slowly say, damn, this smells really bad. And I slowly approach it.
Okay. Anybody else going with them? Or are you just
on your own? As a party, but you know, I'm going to do it anyways.
Okay. So as your eyes adjust to the dark, you realize this is a morgue. There are piles of human bodies and piles of animal bodies and carcasses. It looks like they have been kind of tossed in here willy-nilly. There is various deformities and looks like chemical burns and that sort of thing. It is not a pleasant sight. And as you walk in, there is a doorway to your left as well.
I hold down my gorge and I open the... Oh, sorry?
Take pictures of it?
I bring out my super iPhone.
Are you in there as well?
I am not.
Well, then you can't tell him to take pictures of it.
I do go behind him, though.
Oh, you do go behind him?
Okay. Yes. I mean, by the... I wasn't there when he opened the door.
Stamina contest, please?
Yes. Stamina 17, 32.
Yes. So same deal. You feel the urge to... Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you hold it back.
Okay.
But there is a door to your left, Falstaff.
Without speaking, because I don't want to open my mouth.
I'm like, breathe through your eyes.
Breathe through your eyes.
Yeah.
So I open the door to the left.
And you notice it looks like a lab room or experiment room. There's two empty tables that are in the room looking straight ahead. And there's a long table along the wall with various vials and stuff on it. And there's a door to the left.
But there's a lot of doors.
Hold on a second. Let's see if we can get some backup here. And I put my head out and I go like, hey, guys, there's a ton of doors in here. Don't you guys want to come see... You know, where this all leads to?
So you said it was when they came out that we were directly across a large space from each other,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
The animal testing room was nearest to where?
To the right.
So
Pat was looking
where
across
we came
the room.
Out or
no,
where?
It's right in the middle. So Pat was looking across to you guys.
Yes.
Heard the screaming from a door to the right.
Okay.
Went
and
through
then,
that door.
Yeah. And then he went through a door to the left.
Mm-hmm.
And the morgue was there. And so...
And then there's another door to the left.
Another door to the left leads to the laboratory.
There's a room that has two laboratory tables and a table with files and stuff on it.
Okay, so then I will run across to the door that I came out of.
And you see Falstaff standing there.
This is where Gary and I woke up.
Hmm. So it's a circle.
Complete circle. Don't go this way.
It seems like... Yeah, I get the little... odors, and yeah. I think I'm okay.
We can avoid that one.
Okay.
Okay.
What's in there?
It, bodies. Mm. Lots of bodies, human and animal. It's going to haunt
and
me for the rest.
And not in a good way.
Rest of probably
is there
quite
a good
a
way?
While.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyways, so...
Okay.
I'd want to forget that room, to be honest.
Well, maybe we need to leave.
Yes.
Let's free the animals and go.
So that van must have... it must have come in here somehow, like it didn't materialize here.
Yeah, there's a ramp leading
so
out.
So let's go up the ramp.
With the van.
We can't because it's up the thing.
The truck is available. The van is
in the truck.
Yeah. Let's grab the truck and we'll go back down the road that we walked up.
Can we all pile in the truck? Mm-hmm.
Just throw on the, on the back.
Throw into the back.
I'll entice the animals that want to come with us.
And then I still have...
I'm wanting to sit outside after being in that room.
Okay, so you've still got the one guy who Falstaff told to sit down.
Oh, yeah.
You've also got the other scientist in the room with Willie.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
Can we ask them what the different compounds on the different colored things do?
We could ask them, but whose turn is it?
No, it's open now.
Oh, it's open now?
It's over, yeah.
Okay. So I could influence them, though. and tell him to get him to tell me the truth.
Yeah. Do you want to?
Sure.
Maybe take one into the lab that Gary and I were in.
Yeah.
And ask them. There's so many different things on a back table, and I don't know what all of them do.
Because okay. I got him to release the animals with me, so that was one turn. So I got to take another turn to be able to do that. Correct?
No, there's no turns anymore. No, like it's just you're out of combat. Oh, so it's just whatever you want
to
do.
So I'm going to influence him to tell us what the vials are made of.
So give me a contest or a charisma contest or intelligence contest, please.
Two. So
three is Gary.
And three and blue, with Gary. Yeah.
All right.
19.
Okay. He said, fine. And he starts to laugh and he says, it doesn't matter because it's over.
What do you mean it's over?
You're too late.
Could you be a little bit more vague? Tell us what you mean by we're too late?
Well, what's going to happen is already going to happen and no one can stop it.
There's got to be a way to stop
it. What's going to happen?
The end of technology, the end of the quote unquote brightest people in the world.
Aren't you using technology to make this?
This is all rudimentary. There's no technology here. I'm not getting into a philosophy discussion.
There's
no technology here. It's all natural, man. And this is the way it is. And you're too late.
Well, before we can you tell us what are in the vials?
Yeah, the yellow stuff takes your powers away.
Yeah.
The green is all boosters, man, and it gives you powers.
Booster.
And the blue just kills you.
Wow.
What? It's boosters for powers?
How are you planning to do all this?
Well, let's just say we couldn't actually do it without technology. So we're going to borrow some of and use it against them.
All right, man. So you're way too smart for the likes of us, it seems. Who are you stealing technology from?
Richard Benning, of course.